This is 91.7 KXT. I'm Lauren Menkein here chatting with Robin Pecknold from the band Fleet Foxes. Robin, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Lauren.
So your newest studio album is called Crack Up, slated to come out this Friday, June 16th. This is, of course, the follow-up to your 2011 album, Helplessness Blues. 6 years is a long time. How did you know you were ready to make an album again?
It just felt not in line for a long time, and then it sort of just did. You know, it's I had a long time to write the songs and enough time to kind of think about what the album would be and how it would sound and how it would be different or the same from the music we used to do. And it just felt like the clouds had parted, sort of.
And this album picks up exactly where the last one left off, pretty literally, right?
Yeah, note-wise, yeah.
You want to talk about that a little bit, how that came about?
Oh, that was just kind of like while we were recording. I mean, when we recorded Helplessness Blues, that the last song on that album ends without kind of a final tonic chord. It just kind of is hanging in the air, sort of, which felt like it fit the line that was being sung, and it felt like the way that album should end is very like questioning album, so it shouldn't end with like much finality. And then I guess while we were recording this one, I was trying to think of ways to tie it back, and I was like, oh, I guess I can put the note or the chord that's missing from the other record at the beginning of this one. And it's pretty brief, but if you listen to it straight through, there's a small connection.
I guess in the 6 years you were holding that F note, you did some other stuff too. You went to college. You enrolled in Columbia. You pursued a degree in English. That's a very deliberate decision for someone in their mid-20s at the time who already has a certain degree of success under his belt, I guess. What did you want to get out of that education?
New things. You learn new things and have new experiences. I feel like, you know, what you make is kind of a product of the experiences you're bringing to it. So if you're just having the same experiences over and over again, you're kind of not, you sort of need to intentionally put yourself in new ones. And that was part of going back to school. And I don't want to like have too many unanswered questions about what if I had done this or what if I had done this as I get older. You know, it's not good to have those kind of regrets lingering. It was also, it's felt like sort of contrarian. I feel like sometimes I'll get a kick out of doing the opposite of what's expected of me. And I try not to lean on that like too hard, but it's kind of fun to zag at times. And that can mean going to, you know, taking English 101, and it can mean one of many things.
You know. Yeah, totally. Well, kind of on that what if note, your last album, Helplessness Blues, was such a kind of coming of age album. And correct me if I'm wrong, it just seemed like the protagonist in that album was really coping with some self-discovery and kind of taking stock of his or her life at a particular moment in time. It's been 6 years, and you're probably in your 30s now, I would say. And is that some narrative, kind of something you're still exploring on this album, something you're still working with?
I think less so than on the last one. Yeah, it was very questioning and very existential and sort of angsty. I'm glad that there's like a document of that period, you know. But I didn't want to kind of come back like, and now I'm even more confused, or you know, I kind of wanted the record to have some. Not like wisdom, but at least some kind of a settled quality at times in terms of the perspective that it's coming from. But it lyrically, this album, I feel, is imagistic, or they're like kind of impressions of different little scenes from the past 6 years of my life. You know.
Well, so the title of this new album, Crack Up, it's in part inspired by an essay by F. Scott Fitzgerald. For those who may not be familiar, can you kind of sum up what that essay is about and why it spoke to you for this album?
Yeah, there were certain things in that essay that I thought were really interesting, and thinking about how to put them in musical terms, especially the title. I mean, Crack Up, as far as thinking about what an album called that would sound like, contributed to how kind of fragmented or fractured the album can be at times. The essays aren't very hopeful, or they end pretty dire, and I don't feel like the album is meant to reflect that, but there are a few things that I just stuck with after I read it a few years ago, and there were a few ideas that stuck with me, like he talks about the necessity of holding two ideas in mind at one time, like, I can't go on, I must go on. I try to do that musically, like have a song that's very sad and then very happy, or have different polyrhythms happening in a song, or have words that could mean one of two things, or certain contrasts that are that have to be taken together on the record that relate to that idea to me.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, I'm sitting here with the collection of essays in my lap, this old beat-up copy. I took a read last night, and there's definitely an element of self-doubt about these essays, which is also that's what I think of when I think of Fitzgerald, is this man who was kind of revered by the public but never really lived up to his own expectations. I guess I was curious if that's something you identify with at all.
Maybe that struck a chord at the time that I read it, but many, you know, four or five years ago now.
Right.
At this point, it's kind of just the things I was talking about, and then just thinking the title was evocative and had an energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, another theme that I think's really traced through all of your music and definitely surfaces on this new record is this profound love of nature, and there's something beautifully pastoral, but also very thunderous about your music. And when I knew I was going to talk to you, I was trying to put that into words, and I just can't for the life of me pinpoint why. I mean, I know there's metaphors and references to natural elements in your lyrics, but it's kind of deeper than that. Is that something you're conscious of, creating these kind of like sweeping soundtracks for the mountains, or does that just happen on its own?
Well, I guess a friend of mine described the record as a landscape album, which I thought was an interesting way to put it, that it has these, like, it's like a series of vistas, you know? And I guess I was thinking about looking at a slideshow, kind of, on this, as far as the way the album is structured, where, like, you're looking at one slide for a long time, and then it's this quick shift to another slide, and you kind of adjust to the next scene or the next thing you're looking at, the next landscape, and then some feeling is conjured in that contrast. Yeah, I guess I just am drawn to like cinematic music or music that feels kind of widescreen, or that takes you to a place, like a real place or an imagined place, but that's just transportive or transportative.
Yeah, and there's so many beautiful dramatic tracks on this record, albeit longer tracks, 8 to 10 minute tracks. I was curious, are those songs harder to tour with, to perform?
I honestly think it's easier. I mean, the way we have the set structured right now, there are like two breaks in the music to switch guitars, and otherwise it's just kind of constant music. So it's kind of nice to settle into that and not have this stop start rhythm of thank you very much, this next song is called, you know,
right,
and then having to come up with some banter. I like just playing the music and having this sound world to explore. So it's actually easier to play longer songs.
Well, on this tour, you're doing some select shows with Beach House and Animal Collective, and I know that that sounds like the musical collaboration of our listeners' dreams, and I was just curious if you have any dream collaborations yourself that you'd like to pursue.
That's a good question. I'd love to sing on a Joanna Newsom song one day.
Yes.
that would be a dream, and be cool to play with Mulatu Astatke, but I don't know what I would do. I'd just play tambourine or something.
There's that Fitzgerald humility coming out. Well, kind of on that note of collaborations, your brother, Sean, directed the video for the single Fool's Errand, and this isn't the first time you guys have collaborated together, I guess worked together. Besides being family, why do you seek him out for your music videos?
I love him. I love working with him. I think he's a genius. He always has got a really distinct style and is really curious and unique mind. And we sort of kind of grow together, you know, because we have conversations, like we see each other all the time. So we have conversations about what we're into and, you know, where we're coming from. So we're kind of on similar paths and we kind of influence each other. So when it comes time to work on something together, there's not kind of like we don't have to get each other up to speed. You know, we're just kind of right on the same page anyway. That makes it's fun watching that. I'd hate to lose that, the proof or the documents of that. So it's great to work together.
Yeah, he really creates some stunning visuals for this, and the artwork for this album. I was really struck by it too, and hearing you talk about this album too, I feel like visuals keep coming up, and the images are something you're really inspired by. Can you talk a little bit about the album's artwork and why you chose it for this particular record?
Yeah, that's a photo. The cover is a photo by an artist named Hiroshi Hamaya. Very lucky to have, you know, gotten the permission to use it. It's a landscape photo, this kind of dramatic, stormy sea with all these kind of a cliff, like these cliff textures and these water textures and the clouds, and then this kind of bright sunset in the distance. I liked that it felt, it could be a painting when you first look at it, then you notice it's a photograph, and I feel like the album deals with that too. And talking about, I guess, thinking about the album as a series of landscapes.
Yeah.
One thing that struck me about the photos is that there are no people in it, unlike our first two record covers, but it almost feels more psychological than either of them. You know, it has like a human psychological drama to me, even though there are no people present. And so I like that about it as well, that the natural and the human can kind of be the same.
Well, one final question for you here, Robin. If you wanted a listener to know one thing before diving into this album for a really heavy, you know, start to finish, alone in the armchair listen, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, well, now I guess now if I'm if I'm talking about it like it's a slideshow, that's the last thing anyone wants to sit through is like, here's some slides from our vacation. So forget that I said that.
And scratch that
one. With no expectations and get a drink of water after 3rd of May. Maybe stretch your legs. And then, I wish I had like a good keyword or something. I don't know. I'm curious to see how people respond to it, and I'm excited to have it out there.
Well, I know the response is going to be fantastic, and we're certainly loving it here at KXT. That's Robin Pecknold of the band Fleet Foxes. Their new album comes out this Friday, and they'll be playing at the Bomb Factory here in Dallas on August 18th. Robin, congratulations on this truly gorgeous album, and thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you very much, Lauren.
Appreciate it.